Vivian Martin, Championing Art and Community in Edinburgh. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. This year's art show, hosted at Edwards Abstract, was bigger and more vibrant than ever. The event, which took place on Friday, July 19, saw the art gallery, Edwards Training Center, and foyer come alive with the works of 22 talented artists. Special guests were treated to a VIP reception at the Edwards Art Gallery, where they mingled with local artists, the Edwards team, and community leaders. The evening was filled with delicious appetizers, live music, and beverages, creating a lively and inspiring atmosphere that celebrated the artistic spirit of Edinburgh. Among the dedicated artists and organizers behind this successful event is Vivian Martin, a long-standing member of the Edinburgh Art Foundation. With over 12 years of experience, Vivian has been a driving force in promoting local art and culture, tirelessly working to create platforms for artists to showcase their talents. "I've been doing this for 12 years," she shares, reflecting on her journey. "We put on art shows. We've had a lot of different ones, and we're currently focusing on opening our new Art and Culture Center in Edinburgh, which is fantastic." Vivian's commitment to the Edinburgh Art Foundation goes beyond simply organizing events. She has been instrumental in fostering a vibrant art culture within the community. "I've been active, trying to promote our artists and help them, maybe sell a little bit of art," she explains. The Edinburgh Art Foundation's collaboration with Byron Lewis of Edwards Abstract has made several art exhibitions a reality, including the recent show at Edwards Abstract. "Byron Lewis and Edwards have just been wonderful in helping support the arts," she emphasizes, highlighting the importance of community support in the arts. The foundation's broader mission includes opening a state-of-the-art art and culture center in Edinburgh. "It's the most beautiful state-of-the-art building," Vivian says with pride. "This new center is expected to serve as a hub for artistic expression and cultural exchange, reflecting the foundation's vision for a thriving art community in Edinburgh." Vivian and the board carefully manage the process of selecting artists for exhibitions. "We have a good list of artists around, and we send out letters or emails that we're looking for a call for artists. They respond, and then they can be a part of it," she explains. Due to space limitations, only 22 artists could participate in the current show. "The first 22 who got in touch with us were the ones who got to do it," she adds, underlining the exhibition's high demand and selective nature. Vivian is not just a committee member but also a passionate artist who primarily works with acrylics. "I love the vibrant colors and the dual culture here," she says about her preferred medium. Her artwork often captures the essence of the Rio Grande Valley, featuring local flora and fauna such as palm trees, ibis, and chickens. "These are all originals, and I've done watercolor. I stick with acrylic now. I like it a lot, so I mostly do that," she elaborates, highlighting her evolution as an artist. Her transition into the arts came after a successful career in business. "I had an employment agency for a number of years," Vivian recalls. Upon retiring, she found herself drawn back to her artistic roots. "When you retire, all of a sudden, you're out of the loop. You don't know what's going on. It was nice to get myself into something, and that was what I did with the arts," she explains. For Vivian, art is more than just a profession or hobby, it is a fundamental part of her existence. "In everything I do, I see art in it. Whether it's just driving down the road and seeing homes or how people decorate the way they do their front doors," she reflects. Despite lacking formal education in the arts, Vivian has always been driven by her innate creativity and love for color. She strongly believes that art should be accessible to everyone, especially young people. "I would like to see more families participate in art shows and take their children. Kids like art. Most of the time, they enjoy it and want to participate," she advocates. Acrylic painting is a favorite medium among many artists, including Vivian, due to its versatility and vibrancy. "Acrylic paint, a fast-drying medium of pigment suspended in acrylic polymer emulsion, allows artists to work quickly and create layers without long waiting periods. I love the vibrant colors," Vivian reiterates, appreciating how the medium aligns with her artistic style. The acrylic painting process involves several steps, from preparing the canvas with gesso to sketching the design, applying paint, and finally adding details and finishing touches. Acrylic's rapid drying time enables artists to build layers and achieve depth in their work. I've always been very artistic. I admire art, Vivian says, reflecting on her dedication to mastering this medium. Acrylics are also popular for their durability and ease of use. They are water-soluble, making cleanup simple, and once dried, they are water-resistant and less prone to fading. Acrylics are great because they're easy to work with and have these beautiful, bright colors. Vivian explains why she and many other artists are drawn to this medium. Vivian Martin has significantly contributed to promoting local art and artists through her work with the Edinburgh Art Foundation and her artistic endeavors. Her love for acrylic painting continues to advocate for greater family involvement in the arts, and her impact on Edinburgh's cultural landscape remains profound and enduring. Art is a part of life, she says, and through her actions and creations, she brings this belief to life.